The following podcast is brought to you by... Hey everybody, welcome back to Pokemon World Tour. I am your tour guide, Josh.
I'm your host, Jake.
Today, what are we doing today? We're gonna be going to the Safari Zone today.
Yes, we are.
We're gonna be having a safari game.
Have a fun time, taking only 500 steps. Hopefully we can get all the way through it. We'll talk about it. We'll get there later. But first, there is quite a bit of news. Let's talk about that. Josh, there's a lot going on in the world of Pokemon. Maybe too much. Some may say too much going on right now.
I don't think it's too much. It's too much for us to do, I think, as a quick news segment. And it's more along the lines of we're going to have to do a special news episode about this. But to cover it real quick, the beta for Pokemon Go is out in Japan right now. So if you live in Japan, I don't know how you get in on that, but like try your best.
Try and then like email us and tell us about it.
But a ton of information.
Name a Pokemon soda pop.
Like it has been data mined. So like just a ton of information. Like all the stuff that's in the code for the game has been like extracted.
But they've hacked it. They've hacked the planet. They've hacked the Poke World.
So there's like a bunch of stuff. Niantic also released some official information on it.
Right. Trying to get ahead of it.
I think so, because they're like, we're putting the beta out, so we should talk about some stuff.
Right.
But from what I gathered, just some quick bullet points, there's not wild Pokemon battles. You just catch them.
Okay.
But there are battles. Have you ever played Niantic's other game, the name of which I can't remember?
No.
Right now?
Spectre, Ghost, Spookum.
It's some kind of like
Haint.
Data thing.
Data, oh, Digimon.
It's
a Digimon?
I want to say Insidious, but it's not that.
Oh,
not
in, it's something like that. Yeah. Insipidus. Insidious?
Ingress. Yes.
Yes. That's a real word.
Pokemon Go seems like it's going to be that game, but with the Pokemon on it instead.
Okay.
So instead of like the big data points or whatever they are in Ingress, it's a Pokemon gym. So you get to choose what team you're a part of. There's red, blue, and green.
Okay.
You go to a Pokemon gym and you
team
battle.
Team red for life.
Team blue. That's what you said, right?
I said team. I'm team red for life.
No, I think you said blue.
For life, for life.
This isn't the time or the place for this.
No.
But you go to a Pokemon gym and you put a Pokemon there, like you leave a Pokemon there. I don't know exactly how it works.
Did you abandon a Pokemon there? It's sounding worse and worse by the second.
You put a Pokemon in the gym for your team, and then, or you can battle. It's an and or, I think. You can battle whatever Pokemon the other team has there, and whoever like wins owns that gym until another team comes in and wins
like,
more.
Like captures a flag.
Kind of, yeah.
King of the Hill type thing, yeah.
And there's other like Pokemon spots. I can't remember what the actual terminology is, and I'm not going to pull it up.
Right.
Where you can go and like you can get an egg that will hatch after so many steps. Which is a neat feature, but they also said to evolve Pokemon, you have to catch a lot of the same ones. So there's a lot of weird decisions this game could have changed the world, but I guess they didn't want it to things going on.
I mean, maybe we could just hope that this is like really beta, like super beta.
Yeah. And all this is stuff that Niantic put out. This isn't the data stuff. There's so much beta stuff that we're going to talk about that
separately.
I'm hoping
that because they're in the beta phase that like they're still open to like... maybe everybody being like, why can't I just do Pokemon, but real?
Yeah.
Why didn't you do that?
Hey, why didn't you make this a Pokemon game?
Hey, you were super close. You had all the Pokemon. They're all here, but like, it's not a Pokemon game, though.
I will say for the beta, though, only Gen 1 Pokemon are in it.
I knew it. I told you.
I mean, we knew that was coming, but it's still disappointing.
You gotta get that juice out of you. You want your Gen 2ers, your Gen 3. I don't know why you want Gen 3ers. Well, I guess Zangoose. But you want them? Yeah, you gotta pay. The Piper, the bill is due. If you want them.
But that's enough about Pokemon Go for now. We're going to scream more about that later next week. So what do you say we just go on a safari game?
I say, yeah. I say, let's do it.
So we paid at the gate. We walked through and we're ready to start our safari game. But if you turn around and try to leave immediately, you can trigger or start to trigger the glitch to get into Glitch City.
Hold up. Okay. We briefly touched on Glitch City like 12 episodes ago, maybe. What is Glitch City?
Okay. All right. Let's talk about Glitch City.
Okay. Yeah. Well,
here's the steps.
Safari Zone is on pause. We got to talk about this. We got to get the Glitch City business out of the way.
Here's the steps just to get there. Start a safari game and immediately try to leave. And the guy at the gate will be like, hey, do you want to quit? And you say no. And the game pushes you back into the Safari Zone.
Okay.
Save and restart your game.
Okay.
Don't move. Don't do anything. Just save and restart. Then, after you restart, walk out of the Safari Zone. And the guy will ask if you want to start a safari game.
Oh.
And then you say, no. And now you're free to walk around the world.
In safari mode?
But you have the 500-step Safari Zone limit.
Oh.
So leave. Don't go into the Safari Zone. Leave through the South Gate and fly to, like, Pallet Town.
Right.
And run out of steps somewhere. There's a list of places that it doesn't work for, and I'll explain why when we get there, and I'll...
Oh, the hidden math.
Name that.
The sacred math underneath.
So you fly to Pallet Town, walk your 500 steps, and the PA will go off until your safari game is over, and it'll warp you back to the Safari Zone gate.
From Fusion City, it's like, hey, Ash!
So yeah, it just warps you back to Safari Zone from wherever you were.
To the exit of Safari Zone.
To, like, inside the gatehouse.
Okay.
So you leave through the south gate again, and then now you are in... Glitch City.
Okay.
So here's the places you can't do it from. If you run out of steps in Viridian, Pewter, Cerulean, Vermilion, Lavender, Celadon, Fuchsia, Saffron, Cinnabar, or inside of a building, it won't work. It'll just warp you back to that place.
Okay. But like Pallet and Roots?
Pallet and like all the Roots, like Victory Road.
Seafoam Island, Victory Road.
Yeah.
Okay. Are they different depending on... Is Glitch City just Fuchsia City? Because you just walk out of
Glitch
the gates.
Glitch City is a corrupted map of wherever you ran out of steps.
Okay. What? What's it look like then?
It's just a garbled up mess of tiles. And like, I haven't done it, so I might be a little wrong. There's five kinds of tiles.
Okay.
There's walkable tiles, walls, ledges, water, and traps. And trap tiles you can walk onto, but then you can't walk off of it.
How do you know they're traps? Are they like...
You don't until you walk on and then you're stuck.
And then you're pranked.
And I'm not sure if the graphic matches the tile. So like, it'll look like a wall, but you can walk through it. Or
right.
Like, it'll look like ground, but it's water that you can surf on. I'm not sure if that translates or if it just like garbles up all the tiles. But the dimensions of the map are retained.
Okay.
But you can walk past them and that will crash the game.
Okay, so don't leave Glitch City. Once you're in Glitch City, you live there.
You cannot cut cuttable trees. You can't read any signs. You can't enter through any doors or caves. You can surf, even if there aren't water tiles. So I don't know exactly how that works.
You just click, hey, let me surf here. And it's like, yeah, cool. No rules in Glitch City.
Yeah, have a surf, man. It's
this
fine.
Come on in.
The stone wall is fine.
This is the Foot Clan hideout. This is Outback Steakhouse. No rules, just right.
So the reason it happens is because the Safari Zone gate exit, this is a little techie. It's coded to send you to the warp 4 point of the last map you were on, which under normal means would be Fuchsia City.
Right.
So the reason you can't do it on those other maps is because they have warp 4 points.
Okay.
But then like places like Pallet Town and Route 1 and stuff, they don't have warp fours.
So Pallet Town's the only town, though, that you can do it in.
Yeah.
What's so special about Pallet Town?
It only has the three doors. There's no other warp points. You don't warp to Route 1. You just pass into
it.
Oh,
right. Yeah. All right. Gotcha.
So that it'll just corrupt the map and make it just all wonky and crazy looking.
Can you get out of Glitch City?
The only way out of Glitch City is either by flying or teleporting. So definitely make sure if you're going to do this, bring someone who can do that with
you.
Otherwise, you've ruined your game. You can't get out.
What happens if you crash it and you restart? Are you still in Glitch City? But it's just like, hey, buddy, sorry.
You, from what I read, you can save in Glitch City and you'll just be stuck there. So I imagine...
Oh, yeah, don't do that.
If you crash it and restart...
It just restarts.
It'll go back to your last save.
But it won't, like, break anything irreparably, right? Like, it's not like, oh, congratulations, this game is now borked from the ground up. It's tore up from the floor up. Congratulations.
In Yellow, if you go there with Pikachu following you, he... goes nuts. He'll start just like running to random places. Some tiles will cause him to completely disappear, but he'll come back when you walk off of the tile. So he just like totally freaks out.
He'll run around without you? Like he won't follow you?
I think he moves like with you, but differently. I don't know. Like I haven't tried it. I don't know.
So weird.
I'm sure there's videos on YouTube if you want to check it out.
I'll have to do some Googles on that.
And the only other real notable thing about Glitch City is if you run out of steps in the rock tunnel, and instead of leaving the south exit, you go into the Safari Zone, it'll bring you into the Safari Zone, but it'll be in pitch black like Rock Tunnel is. If you don't use Flash, if you run out of steps without using Flash, and then get warped back to the Safari Zone and go into the Safari Zone will be in pitch blackness. You'll have to navigate it with no light.
Ugh. Oh, no, that's even worse. That's the worst thing that could happen.
So, yeah, that's really all the information about Glitch City that I have.
Oh, dang.
Anyway, let's get into the actual meat of it. Let's talk about Safari Zone.
Yeah. And then...
and just do this.
Who is that Pokemon?
Missing No. Missing No is Pokemon number 000. It is the glitch Pokemon. It is a bird and normal type Pokemon.
What even is that?
Bird type is the prototype for flying.
That's bananas.
It is 10 feet tall and weighs 3,507.2 pounds.
That's so dense. That's like at least three refrigerators. He's like an L made from other Pokemon's pixels.
It looks kind of like a finger pointing up. If it was made out of pieces of a bunch of random people fingers.
That's super gross.
It knows the moves Sky Attack, Water Gun, and Water Gun.
In case that first Water Gun breaks down.
Ha, ha, yes, exactly.
You can never have too much Water Gun.
Its appearance in battle caused the quantity of the sixth item in your bag to increase by 128.
128? I thought it was infinity. Math is weird, you guys.
Well, you thought wrong about that. Ha, ha. It can cause the Hall of Fame data to become corrupted and glitchy because of how close the Hall of Fame is to the buffer that stores sprite data, which isn't big enough to hold Missing No's junk sprite.
Too much junk in the trunk?
Battling with the Missing No in your party causes trainer and Pokemon sprites to be scrambled.
They look like monsters. Horrible, horrible monsters made from your friends' butts and stuff.
Pocket Nightmare Monsters. In yellow, catching Missing No can cause multiple player sprites and other NPCs sometimes to walk around the map. If they are properly aligned to the grid, they can be spoken with, which may cause text from the area or glitch text to display.
Can you imagine that happening in real life? Can you imagine if you were at work at Roxy wasn't in line with the tiles and started speaking the PTA screen?
I'd rather not. Thank you very much.
Is that all for Missing No's glitches?
That is all the data we have for Missing No.
This is what happens when you mess the duct tape. Please don't mess with the duct tape. The duct tape is the only thing keeping us safe. Since that's all, let's go rate some names.
Okay, Josh. Time to rate some names.
Let's do it.
All right, so guys, if you're new... several rules. Number one, if you want to send in any Pokemon names, we'll tell you that at the end of the show, but we need a name and a species. Any other information is up to you. We appreciate it, but it's not super necessary. We rank it on a scale of 1 to 5. That's Pokeball, Great Ball, sorry, I lied. Pokemon Premier Ball, Great Ball, Ultra Ball, Master Ball, respectively, and we only get one Master Ball per round per person.
Correct.
So those are the rules. Them's the breaks. Josh.
Yeah.
What do we got from Twitter? We'll do one from Twitter, one from email, one from Twitter, one from email.
Okay. The first one from Twitter comes from our buddy Shannon Maynor.
Oh, yeah. What up, Shannon?
She says, I don't usually nickname Pokemon, but my Alpha Sapphire Pokemon are all nicknamed after Power Rangers, and my Kyogre is Zordon.
Well, now you're in our wheelhouse.
This is two podcasts deep, at least.
Yes. Kyogre, that's a big whale, man.
He's a big whale boy, yeah.
But not Whalmer. But, like, the other, the cool-looking one. Not
like
the
orca.
Not the goofy, like, hey, guys, I'm just happy to be here, whale.
He's a blue orca with, like, a bunch of red lines on him.
That's very Zordon. I haven't played a lot. Is it storyline? Is there anything?
He makes it rain forever, and so Team Aqua wants to use him to make the whole world a water world.
Zordon does make me sad sometimes.
He
also is giant and blue. I'm going to go with, I'll go with an Ultra Ball.
I was going to only do a Great Ball, but because it's a Power Rangers theme for all of her Pokemon, yes. I will also go
I would
Ultra
like
Ball
to
with
hear,
that.
I would like to hear some of the others.
Yeah, I want to know what the rest of them
so
are.
So you should send those in, too. All right, so last week we mentioned we got a couple from Ryan on email. So we're going to go over a couple of them now. We're not going to go over these, but he has like 7 Togekiss and they're all named after clouds and stuff. It's a pretty cool naming convention. But
would work better for Altaria, though.
What is that?
He's the cloud
bird.
Oh,
that's like the bird with the clouds on him. Yeah, I mean, hey.
But no, whatever. Hey, cloud names are real cool, so.
All right, so he's got a Parasect named Slowcap. It's a portmanteau of Glowcap, which is a type of mushroom. And slow, reflecting his abysmal base speed and his speed IV of 0.
Oh. Oh, there's a lot. This is the onion of Pokemon nicknames. Yes, there's so many layers.
There are layers upon layers. I'm going to go with an Ultra Ball.
What
like
is it? Slow what?
Slow Cap.
Slow Cap. I kept saying top, and I was like, that doesn't sound right.
No.
Slow Cap.
Because, like, it is, you know, play on Glow Cap, which right. is a type of mushroom. And also, his speed is so bad.
It's just awful.
He's got the baddest speed there is.
His max speed must be like 27.
That's it. That's like full EV trained and everything.
I'm going to Master Ball this one.
Okay.
Because it goes real deep. It hits a lot of weird nerves for me that I really appreciate.
All right.
Our second one from Twitter is from Jonathan. You guys know Jonathan. We've rated his names before.
Yeah.
I don't get this one, but you wanted me to include it. So you're going to need, there's going to be some splaining
to do. Oh God, I can't wait to explain this to you.
Okay. So he just says, I remain as ever a monster. Enabee, the Gothita.
There's not an L in there, right?
No, but it's like Goth and Lolita.
It's a Gothita.
Gothita.
Okay.
And then in parentheses, he says, see my immortal. And now what I got from that is the Evanescence song.
Close, but wrong. You are not familiar with the Harry Potter fan fiction My Immortal, I take it.
No.
Oh, boy, it's the worst. It's so bad. It is basically this girl. It's a self-insert fan fiction, the best kind of fan
fiction.
Okay,
I think I have heard about it, but I don't know anything actually about it.
She puts herself into Harry Potter, so she's in Hogwarts, but it's not good. That's not good enough. So she makes everybody who's a good guy, they're goth now because...
Yeah.
Obviously. And all the bad guys are now preps, and she changes their names. Harry Potter's name, I think, is Vampire. I'm not sure. There's a lot of My Chemical Romance stuff going on. It's so poorly written that she doesn't keep anyone's name straight, including her own, which is supposed to be Ebony. But more often than not, she writes Enabee. So this is getting my Master Ball.
Okay, I will Ultra Ball this one. Because I'm not going to take my Master Ball back.
No. Oh, good Lord. It like everyone.
It's good.
Everyone, if you need just like a good hearty chuckle, like just like do yourself a Google and look up My Immortal. It's insane. And there's parts where she like breaks the fourth wall to like explain jokes that aren't very good. Like she references.
What?
She references. The only one I can remember off the top of my head is she references this one line in Buffy. So like props to you. At one point, Willow spells out the B word, but Xander is a dummy, so he's like a bitka. So she calls someone a bitka, and then in parentheses says, "Lol, Buffy's great, right?" or something like that. It's so dumb. It's so dumb, and I love it.
Okay,
so there's my master.
That's
Jonathan,
that is a good name.
That's the best. That's the best one. So then we did get another email that I forgot about. We'll save those for next time, and we'll do another one of Ryan's, because I kind of like this last one.
Okay.
Ryan also has a Gengar named, and I'm probably pronouncing this wrong, but it's spelled B-O-U-E, and I'm assuming it's pronounced Bu.
Bow.
Bu was part of my story mode team in Pokemon Y, which, as you know, is set in France. Bu is the French word for sludge. It's also an obvious homophone with the English word boot. Oh, maybe it's pronounced boo?
Oh, well, if it's a homophone, then yeah, it's pronounced boo.
I want to call it bu.
Bu.
Like, it's close, but not right, because it's, like, French, you know?
Go get him, bu.
Bu. So I thought it was a cute, fitting name for the poison-type ghost I met in France.
Dang, this is a good round
I
of
also
names.
Like this one. I'm going to give this an Ultra Ball,
this also
too.
Gets an Ultra Ball.
Guys, send in some bad names. Let's try to get an all Pokeball edition.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be yours. Maybe they're your friends. Maybe they're your brothers.
Just any bad names that you've come across.
Maybe you just think up fake names and lie to us. We're not going to double check. The police aren't coming to your door. Just give us some bad names for next time.
Yeah, man. There's no Mount Moon Jail yet.
Yeah. Oh, Mount Moon Jail. Oh, boy. It's soon, though.
Yeah, wait for it.
Be ready.
The Pokemon Moon coming out. Who knows?
Oh, gosh. if there's a jail in Pokemon Moon, like, that's the end of it. Like,
that's right, the jail that's, you go to if you don't leave us a review.
All right, so that's it for this time. Send some more in. We got another email from another guy. It was on the Hey Jake and Josh, not the Pokemon, which is why I forgot about it until a minute ago. So we'll, those are some pretty good mythology names. We'll talk about those next time. And then anybody else who's got any, send them on in.
Send them, because we don't do this segment if you don't send them.
Yeah,
we're done looking for random ones because, like, there's no attachment to those.
Yeah. All right, so we don't really have any interaction stuff, so I guess we're just done?
Yeah.
All right, guys, thank you very much for listening. If you want to find us anywhere on the internet, at PWT Podcast on Twitter, Tumblr, and Facebook, you can email us at pwtpodcast@gmail.com. Pretty simple, pretty easy, pretty straightforward.
And we're on iTunes if you actually want to plop into the store, drop a review. We would greatly appreciate
it. Super appreciate it. We got a couple that we forgot to do again. We're so good at this.
Yeah, don't worry. We'll do it.
Yeah.
We're going to do it.
Eventually, for sure. Promise.
And we're also on Patreon, so you can head over to patreon.com/heyjakeandjosh, and you can support us by sending just whatever you have laying around every month. A couple bucks here and there.
It
helps
cool
us out
stuff.
A ton. And you get early access to a bunch of stuff. Most importantly, the new Pokemon World Tour United.
Oh,
the first episode finally dropped on Patreon.
It's on Patreon now, so if you want to get it early, you can go there. It'll be up next week in the regular feed. We're toying with making a couple separate feeds depending on what you're into, and then having a main feed where everything goes.
Yeah, the main feed will be the one that you're subscribed to now, so you won't have to resubscribe.
You
won't
have to change
anything
or
anything.
But like, maybe you don't like the anime, so you don't have to subscribe to that. It's up to you. But the thing that I do want to mention, and I mentioned it in that episode actually, but I want to mention it now, is that we record every week and it posts every 2 weeks, and I'm trying to like keep up editing, so like they'll like every week and a half they'll be done, so like there'll be a lot more on the Patreon more often. So if you really enjoy it, maybe that's a good incentive. Maybe it's finally time to kick $5 or more our way and get in on that, because it's I had a lot of fun doing it. I think it came out real good.
Yeah, I haven't listened to the whole thing yet. I started. I got a few minutes in.
Yeah.
But like recording it was just a blast.
Yeah.
So and I know that comes through the episode
for
so.
Sure. A lot of good goose. Alan is our DM, our GM.
Yes, he's very good at it.
He's real good. He does some pretty great voices, and I just like there's one point where like I don't think it comes through in the episode, but like I just stopped what I was doing. I was just like laughing too much.
Yeah.
he just sprung a voice on us and it tickled me. So go check that out now, or wait till next week and then decide for yourself if you want them more often and first.
And you also get the anime episodes a month early.
That's true.
So they have started making their way into the main feed now, but there are 4 episodes up on the Patreon already, and there's only one on the main feed at the moment.
No, there's two.
No, there's two. I'm sorry.
There's two. Second one up last week. Yeah, it's...
So those, I think I'm going to bump early access to those down to the $1 tier.
Okay.
So if you want to access those earlier, just come over, give us a buck, and you will get early access to them immediately when they go up on the Patreon every other Saturday.
Yeah, for sure. Those are also pretty fun to do. You guys get to meet Pudge Otto if you go up there and listen to episode 3.
Yeah.
It's a fun time. Pudge Otto's a fun time. And that's it?
That's it for us, I think.
All right, cool. We'll see you in 2 weeks for Saffron? Saffron next?
Yeah, yep.
Okay.
Saffron City is next.
We'll see you in 2 weeks for Saffron. But until then,
smell you later.